They're a great Canadian band. There's so many American bands, European bands, you play them on your stations all the time.
Oh, Nickelback is not great. They write lyrics. These are like 30, 35-year-old guys writing.
They're my age, and they're mature, and they're sophisticated, and they've had a run around life where you're still wet behind the ears. You don't know what's going on. They've done it all. You're trying to follow in their footsteps, and you don't like them? I don't get it. There's absolutely nothing wrong with Nickelback. Absolutely nothing wrong. I don't understand the sentiment there at the station.
It's just they get played on every other station. Their music is sort of banal, and it all sounds the same. And it's a 35-year-old guy singing lyrics of a 14-year-old high school boy.
You know, not all of us were raised by our grandmothers, lived at home, and we're still living at home. We're 30 years old. You know, some people moved out early. They had a rough life. Nickelback's one of those people. My only point is that I think there's nothing wrong with Nickelback, but if you're going to play Ramones, like, you might as well play Nickelback. Listening to a Nickelback song, you got a bass track that's very peppy, and, you know, the lyrics are rhythmic. And then you got a band like the Ramones come on, and their guitars all sound the same. Every chord they play sounds exactly the same. And I'm trying to understand, like, how is that creative? How is that, you know, motivational for other musicians to, like, follow in their footsteps?